T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg News tech reporter Garrett DeVink. Now, the FTC wants to take a second look at Google's acquisition of traffic mapping app Waze. Now, it's a deal the FTC approved back in 2013. Garrett, if the FTC gave the green light, why take a second look?
So the FTC is actually taking a second look at a whole bunch of acquisitions, not just from Google, but from the other tech giants, from Facebook, from Apple, from Amazon. And, you know, we recently wrote the story looking at Waze because Waze is one of the more high-profile acquisitions that Google has done in the last decade. And at the time, the FTC just gave it the green light because the justification there was that Waze, as an Israeli company that wasn't really making any money, although it was very popular, had a lot of users around the world, didn't have any revenue in the United States. So they said, well, you know, you're not really going against competition because they're not making any money. They're not a real competitor in the traditional sense. Now, obviously, hindsight is 20/20, and now the way that people look at that deal as it was something where Google went out and bought, you know, one of its biggest competitors or one of its biggest potential competitors, and now people are asking the questions, what would have happened if Waze was able to continue as an independent company? Would it be offering a lot more competition to Google Maps? And so, you know, as one of the acquisitions that the FTC is looking at, again, we think Waze is going to be one of the more prominent ones that will be really interesting to see where it goes.
And do we think this could be the first step in officials trying to break up some of these big tech companies?
I mean, people have definitely talked about breaking up these big tech companies. I mean, most notably, Elizabeth Warren, who's obviously running for the Democratic nominee. Now, her election is not looking so great right now, so, you know, Google might be breathing a bit of a sigh of relief. I think most experts agree that it would be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to break up a company like Google, but there could be hefty fines. There could be sort of rules about how, you know, independent parts of Google like Waze are able to operate and share data. One of the big concerns is that Waze as a free service is sort of collecting a lot of data about how people drive, about how people move around the world, and sort of porting that data over to Google to help improve their products and give them an edge against whatever competition is still out there in the market.
You know, you mentioned fines. These companies are so wealthy. Will fines do anything?
You know, probably not. The European Union has fined companies like Google to the tune of billions of dollars. We've seen record fines here in the U.S. as well against Facebook. And, you know, when Facebook got its huge multi-billion-dollar fine, the stock actually went up because the market was like, oh, phew, glad that that's behind us. And so I do think that politicians and regulators in the U.S. and in Europe are hoping to find something a little bit more concrete because they know fines really don't change the direction of these companies. However, it's hard to see what that will look like, and of course it depends on who the next president is. So we've got a lot of big question marks, but the important thing to note here is that regulators, although they may be sort of, some people say, we're snoozing on some of these deals in the past, are definitely paying attention now and say, look, we have the right to go and look at these deals, even though we gave them the green light before. You know, show us all your papers, show us all your emails from the time. We want to make sure that it was completely legal what you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.